field test system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Lorene Tuttle, and Vince Barnett.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another field test program. Tonight the air is filled with mystery, intrigue, romance, and adventure as we bring you the story of that international jewel thief, he of the nimble fingers and persuasive tongue, John the Fox Barrymore. See him brought to justice by Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard. Thrill to the daring exploits of that hairless Hawkshaw, Sergeant Vince Barnett. Listen to a story that rocked the underworld and baffled Scotland Yard. Listen. So we take you to a murky street outside of Scotland Yard.
Huxley, Piper! Huxley, Piper! The fox strikes again! Read all about it! The fox strikes again! Daring jewel robbery baffles Scotland Yard! The fox strikes again!
Let me have one of those papers, boy.
Yes, sir. Here you are, Governor.
Fox strikes again. Scotland Yard baffled. Fox escapes again.
Blimey! Look at that face. That long pointed nose. And Lord of a Duck, look at him. He's wearing a bushy tail.
A wheel, sir.
Aye. Scotland Yard. Inspector Rudy Valley talking. Oh, hello, Chief. The fox again? Ridiculous. Well, what do you know about that? Why am I talking with this accent? Well, this is Scotland Yard, isn't it? So the fox did it, eh? Is that rixed? To nixed? Well, I'll be dixed. All right, Chief, I won't talk like that anymore. I was just trying to be realistic. Yeah, don't worry, Chief. I'll get the fox this time, and you can have my resignation. Absolutely. Good next.
Here I am reporting for duty, sir. Detective Vince Barnett, the hairless Hawkshaw.
Duty. Barnett, your assignment was to bring in the fox, and he's still at large. A fine detective you are. You couldn't even find out who killed Cock Robin.
Gee, I didn't even know he got bumped off.
Well, he did.
Well, he had it coming to him.
Hi. Scotland Yard. Inspector Valley speaking.
Inspector Valley, listen carefully. I'm being followed. I've got to speak quickly. Now get this. The fox is... Oh!
Hello?
Hello, Inspector Valley.
Who is this?
This is the fox.
Oh, it is, eh? Well, things will be different from now on, Fox. Inspector Rudy Valley is on the job. Need I say more? Don't laugh, Fox. Like all criminals, you'll trap yourself. One day you'll meet your downfall at the hands of some woman. Fox, you're no different from the rest. You think you'll be able to resist the enticing entanglements of feminine charm?
Well, so far I haven't been quite that foxy.
And that's just how I'll catch you. Cherchez la femme. You know what that means?
Cherchez la femme. Brother, that's French for my day.
Fox, if you're so clever, why don't you come out in the open?
I will. Valet, very soon you and I shall meet face to face. And that'll be pretty tough on both of us. And until then, remember, the fox strikes at midnight.
Sergeant, quick, face that call.
I already did, sir. I just asked the operator who made your call.
Good work. What'd you find out?
She's a blonde named Mabel, and she ain't doing nothing tonight.
But what about the fox? The fox?
I offered her that, but she's holding out for a mink.
Pardon me. I'm in great danger. Are you the inspector?
Yes.
Oh, you must help me. You must. Let me introduce myself. My name
Wait.
Is...
Wait. I'll tell you. Your name is Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst.
Amazing. How did you know?
Very simple. I deduced it from the initials on your bag. F.D.R.
And you deduced the name of Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst just from the initials F.D.R.?
Of course. What else could it have been?
Oh, how desperately clever.
Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst, you are talking to Inspector Valley. Need I say more?
You mean that you're Inspector Valley, the ace detective of Scotland Yard?
Yes, miss. I'm Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard, the Sherlock Holmes of my time. I am, in truth, a Brobrick sleuth who creeps around crushing out crime. My name is a terrible omen to crooks that roam in the gloamin'. 'Twas me who grabbed the thief, what robbed the well-known bank of Loch Lomond.
'Twas him that grabbed the thief who robbed the bonnie bank of Loch Lomond. Way, 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 way.
I'm Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard. My helper is Sergeant Barnett. He may be as bald as Lang Syne is all, but there's never a case stumped us yet. Frederica may be the next victim of the fox, but I am predicting. The fox is cunning and quick at running, but to nix, I'll indict and convict him.
The fox is cunning and quick at running, but to nix, I'll indict and convict him. Way, 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 way.
I'm Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard, a master of crime detecting. By a look at a crook, I can tell what he took without him so much as suspecting. With deductions as smooth as silk, I'll catch Foxy and all of his ilk. And Scotch though I be, I ask only one fee, that all of you drink seal test milk.
And Scotch though we be, ask only one fee, that all of you drink seal test milk. Way, 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 way.
No case is too big and no case too small. Arson or murder, I solve them all. Larceny, burglary, none is too hard for Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard.
For Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now I know you're the one man who can help me in my great trouble.
I'll do my best. What is your story?
Well, last week I arrived from India with our family heirloom, the famous Mahatma Ruby.
Not the Mahatma Ruby.
Yes. And to keep it in a secluded spot, I rented a lonely estate out in the country.
What estate is it?
Grizzly Hall. Shivers on the spine. Neep. Deeps.
Grizzly Hall. Shivers on the spine. Neeps. Erps. Deeps. Burp. How ghastly.
Yes. And strange things have been happening at Grizzly Hall. This morning I received a note saying that the fox would strike at midnight.
The fox? Tell me, has anything else happened lately to arouse your suspicions?
Yes. Yesterday I put an ad in the paper for a butler, and this morning a strange-looking man, a very strange-looking man, came knocking at my door. Yes? What is it?
I've come to answer your ad. I'm applying for the job of butler.
Come in, please.
Thank you.
Now, what is your name?
You may call me, Meadows.
Meadows. What a strange name for a butler. But never mind. Meadows, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you a few personal questions.
Very well, madame.
Well, Meadows, are you a married man?
What is your next question?
Well, do you have any references? Have you had much experience?
I beg your pardon?
Have you had much experience?
Well, I'm still very young.
But the matter of references, for whom did you last work?
Lord Blakesley.
Lord Blakesley? Isn't he the man who...
Yes. He was found in a burning bed, a rope around his neck, a bullet in his chest, a dagger in his back, and all his jewels missing. They called in Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard.
What did he do?
He suspected foul play.
How desperately clever. Now, Meadows, if I hire you, I suppose you'll want Thursday night off.
Thursday? Is that the maid's night off?
Yes.
Is she young?
Yes.
Is she single?
Yes.
Thursday will be quite satisfactory.
Very well.
Then I take it that I start work at Grisley Hall immediately.
Yes.
Splendid. Incidentally, I have you... I believe you have in your possession a very precious gem. The Mahatma Ruby.
Don't look at me that way, Meadows. Why, you look like a... No, it can't be. Why, it's uncanny. You look like a...
Like a fox, madame?
Yes, a fox. But things like this don't happen. This is the 20th century.
Please, madame, no jokes about 20th century fox. Madame, I shall begin my duties as the butler. If you want me, I will be in the next room, dusting the safe.
And that's the story, Inspector Valley. I hired him as my butler, and he's at my house right now.
But, my dear Frederica, there's nothing to worry about. It's quite obvious that the butler is perfectly harmless. The man I'm worried about is the fox.
Oh, I'm so frightened.
Fear not, Frederica. Inspector Rudy Valley is on the case. Need I say more?
And now we have another mystery to unravel. And here's that master sleuth, Rudy Valley, to solve it for us. Rudy, have you any clues as to what seal test is featuring as the dessert of the month for December?
Yes, Art. I solved that mystery several days ago. It is seal test red raspberry ice cream pie. And believe me, here's a real jewel of a dessert. It's a real pie with crusts of luscious vanilla ice cream, topped with a handsome decoration of scalloped whipped cream. And the filling. Ah. There's the crowning touch. It's a thick layer of ripe raspberries, and red raspberries at that. The juiciest, most flavorful kind. I just wish all of you could taste how those tart, tangy red raspberries blend with that smooth, sweet vanilla ice cream.
And most of you can. Just stop in at your nearest Seal Test ice cream dealers and ask for Seal Test red raspberry ice cream pie. Serve it often during this holiday month. You can't possibly find a more appealing, a more convenient, or a more economical dessert. But remember one thing. Red raspberry ice cream pie is an original Seal Test creation. So be sure to look for the Seal Test name on the carton. In a few moments, we'll tell you where to buy Seal Test ice cream and milk in your community. But now, we take you to Grisley Hall, where Inspector Rudy Valley and his trusted assistant, Sergeant Vince Barnett, have gone to prevent the theft of the great Mahatma Ruby. But little does the inspector realize that Fermor the fox is employed there as the butler.
Here we are, Sergeant Barnett. This is Grisley Hall. Shivers in the spine, neeps, erps, deeps. This is where the fox is going to strike. At midnight.
Gee, it's a spooky-looking place. My hair is standing on end.
On you, it isn't noticeable. What a perfect place for a crime this lonely moor is. Ring the bell.
Okay. Gee, if death takes a holiday, this is where he'll take it.
Good evening. Whom did you wish to see?
Butler, will you please announce Inspector Rudy Valley of Scotland Yard?
Yes, sir. And who is this miserable-looking object with the repossessed pompadour?
You're the new butler, I take it.
Yes, sir. Meadows Barrymore, at your service.
Barrymore, your face is familiar to me. I seem to remember you in connection with the unsolved theft of the Royal Crown Jewels. Meadows, have you by any chance ever been at the court of St. James?
If it's a court, I've been in it.
Tell me, my good man, have you noticed anything suspicious since you've been working here?
Yes, I have. Last night, about 12 o'clock, I heard a mysterious noise in the cellar. It was the wine cellar. So I thought I'd better go down and investigate.
Did you find anyone down in the wine cellar?
No one. So suspecting a secret passageway, I tapped the wall. Then I tapped the floor. Then I tapped the keg. then I tapped another keg.
Was there anything in them?
Well, yes and no.
What do you mean, yes and no?
Yes, there was, and no, there isn't. I was just tapping the third keg when the lights went out.
Were you scared?
Stiff.
All right, butler, that's all for now. Go out and summon the rest of the servants. I want to look them over.
Yes, sir.
Hey, boss, I've been concentrating. Do you think that butler could be the fox?
Well, I don't know. But according to Miss Ravenhurst, he does have one peculiar habit.
What's that?
He never answers when they ring the butler's bell. But he comes running when they yell, tally-ho.
Oh, Inspector Valley, I'm so glad you've come. It's getting close to midnight. Desperately close.
Calm your fears, Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst. Your Rudy... your Ruby is not... Your Ruby is under the protection of Rudy Valley, the super sleuth. The smoothest youthful sleuth who ever sleuths the sleuth's clue. Need I say more?
But the fox will strike at any minute now. We're all in desperate danger. Oh, Inspector, I never should have brought the ruby from India. Maybe we should take it back to Rangoon.
Rangoon?
Did you call me, boss?
No, Vince, but stand by. The fox may make a try for the Mahatma Ruby at any moment.
Oh, dear, I'm so terrified. Can't you do something about it, Inspector?
Well, I...
When I was a little girl and I was frightened, my father would put his arms around me and hold me close. You see, I'm not afraid when I'm in a strong man's arms.
Vince, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, boss, we'll have to send for her father.
As I was saying, boys, father used to take me in his arms.
Something like this?
A little closer.
Oh, more like this?
Yes. Now I'm not afraid.
Now you should be.
Oh, it's so kind of you to protect me, Inspector Valley.
Inspector Valley? Don't be so formal. Just call me Inspector.
How can I ever repay you? You're risking your very life to help me.
If I feel this way tomorrow, then it's love, then it's you. Tomorrow tells the story. If tomorrow finds me longing for your charm, that's my cue. I belong in your arms. I must feel that this romance is truly real, and not another song and dance. Everything I say tomorrow to you, dear, will be true and so sincere. Right now you're the only one that I keep dreaming of. If I feel this way tomorrow, then it's love.
It's love. It's love. It's love.
Oh, Inspector, that was beautiful. Made me forget for a moment that it's almost midnight, that the fox may strike any moment.
No, no, don't you worry. I'll protect you.
Inspector Valley?
Yes?
I have a message from the fox.
What is it? He can't frighten me. What time is it?
3 minutes until midnight.
We'll have to work fast. I have a plan to trap the fox. We'll take the ruby. What's the matter?
There's a hand coming out of the wall.
Where?
Right behind you.
Now be calm. Don't be frightened.
Oh! I feel faint.
Hey, hey, what happened?
The inspector fainted. Inspector! Inspector, wake up! It's almost midnight. The fox will be here. Oh, wake up! Oh, Sergeant Barnett, what shall we do?
Gee, this is tough. Hey, Chief!
Maybe it might bring him too if I kiss him.
No, that wouldn't help.
You keep out of this.
Oh, Inspector, you're awake. Do something, please. It's only 1 minute until midnight. What about your plan to trap the fox?
Quick, get everyone in this house into the library. Hurry! Quiet! Quiet, everybody, quiet. The doors of this room are locked and bolted. In exactly 30 seconds, it'll be midnight. Frederica, place the ruby in the center of the table. Thank you. Sergeant Barnett, watch the time.
Yes, sir. 5 seconds to 12. 3 seconds to 12. 2 seconds to 12. 1 second to 12.
Well, what's the matter?
My watch stopped.
The lights! The lights are out!
Hey, who turned the lights
out? And now let's do a bit of sleuthing around America to discover where to buy that thrilling December treat, red raspberry ice cream pie. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Anybody move. Sergeant, turn on the lights.
Okay, sir.
Oh, look, Inspector. The ruby is gone. What will we do?
Have no fear, my dear. You're in the hands of Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard. Need I say more? I'm the man who solved the case of the missing emerald. The man who solved the case of the poison smorgasbord. And then there was the case of the UCLA defense.
You solved that?
Who didn't?
Oh, Inspector, hurry. The fox may escape.
Escape? Why, I could nab the fox this minute if I wanted to. But I'll give him a sporting chance. I'm going to turn out the lights and give him a chance to put back the jewel. Ready? Vince, turn out the lights.
Okay, sir.
Pardon me, madam.
Turn on those lights.
Okay, boss, there.
Aha! Just as I thought. The ruby is still missing.
Oh, Inspector, you must do something. Isn't there someone you suspect?
There certainly is. You, in the overalls. Who are you?
I'm the plumber.
Aha. What are you doing here at midnight?
I'm fixing the pipes.
Fixing the pipes?
Yeah, and a little of that wouldn't do you any harm.
Now for the butler. I'll find out who the fox is. Barrymore, where were you standing when the lights went out?
I was calling up Professor Einstein to have him explain to me the lyrics of Beat Me, Daddy, 8 to the Bar.
Don't be facetious. How would you like to have me run you in right now?
I wouldn't like it.
How would you like to have me give you the third degree?
I wouldn't like it.
How would you like to spend the rest of your life behind bars?
That I'd like.
Hey, boss. You gotta wait fast. The fox is liable to escape.
Wait a minute. Wait. I see it all now. I've got the solution.
Great. What is it, boss?
If you remember, Barrymore was standing on the right side of the table, and the ruby was on the right side of the left side of the table. Now, if Barrymore was left-handed, he would have to reach the left, the right side of the left of the table with his right hand if he was left-handed. But he is right-handed. And he would have to reach the right side of the left side of the table with his right hand. Therefore, there is only one possible solution to this crime.
What is it, boss?
Barnett, you are the fox.
How desperately clever.
Yes, but Barnett, you are not alone in this crime. You are just the brains of the mob.
The real fox, the arch criminal, the fox behind the fox is...
Well, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll toddle along.
Stop where you are. Barrymore, in the name of the law, I accuse you stealing the Mahatma Ruby. You are the real fox.
Caught with a hot Mahatma. Stand back. You'll never take me.
Look, he's got a gun.
Yes, I have a gun, Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst. I am about to depart through this window. But before I go, I bid you, lovely creature, fly away with me. Come with me and live dangerously, adventurously, boldly, romantically.
Never. Never. I don't want a man who is adventurous. I don't want a man who is bold, exciting, dashing, and romantic.
I want Rudy Valley.
Can you imagine that? A woman turns down a genuine fox for a dyed rabbit. Well, Valley, you'll get Frederica, but I still have the Mahatma Ruby.
Wait. You're dabbling in vice, Mr. Fox. It's really not nice, Mr. Fox, to take rubies and pearls from innocent girls. Why, that's cowardice, Mr. Fox.
I delight in taking a gem from a beautiful, innocent femme. But with all my thieving, I'll never get even for all that I've given to them.
The Barrymore, the fox. Will Valley catch the fox?
I'm Barrymore the fox, Mr. Rudy. I'm harder to catch than Yehudi. By my chinny chin's hair, you'll not find my lair or the place where I'm hiding my booty.
I think I am wise, Mr. Fox, to where you're hiding your prize, Mr. Fox. You could hide the crown jewels and a full set of tools in those bags neath your eyes, Mr. Fox.
Curses! He's found me secret hiding place.
He's out with the fox, the fox.
I found where he's hiding the rocks, the rocks.
No cage is too tough and no cage too hard for his bag, the valley of Scotland Yard.
You're through, Barrymore, the fox. You'll end up like all bad foxes, around some beautiful woman's neck.
That I'd like. Farewell.
Look, the fox has gone through the window. He'll get away.
Have no fears, my dear. He won't get very far. My men have surrounded the house. Listen. My dear, the fox will strike no more.
How desperately clever. But there are a few things that aren't clear to me yet. How did you know Barrymore was the fox?
Elementary, my dear, elementary. When the lights went out, I was standing between the fox and the ruby. Everyone knows that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. If the fox had walked a straight line, he would have brushed into me. But he didn't. Therefore, the fox had to be a man who couldn't walk a straight line.
John Barrymore.
Exactly. And now, Frederica, there is one more prisoner I would like to take.
Who?
You, Frederica Daphne Ravenhurst. Be my prisoner for life.
How desperately romantic. And, darling, after a little bit, do you suppose that we shall have some little ones?
You're in the hands of Inspector Valley. Need I say more? No case is too tough and too case too yard for Inspector Valley of Scotland Yard. We'll be back next week at the same time as John Barrymore. Keep the great profiles interesting in the fair sex from lagging. We will have with us none other than the glamorous Marlene Dietrich. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.